In this bulletin, the federal election campaign enters its final fortnight with another leaders' debate set for this evening. Only a few days remain in the Philippines election campaign before the country determines its new president. And in sport, Geelong pulls off a convincing AFL victory against Greater Western Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib. The opposition leader and the prime minister are set to participate in another leaders' debate tonight with just 2 weeks left of political campaigning before polling day. Anthony Albanese and Prime Minister Scott Morrison have talked up their economic credentials this weekend, with Mr. Morrison arguing Labour cannot manage money. While Labour leader Anthony Albanese says people know Scott Morrison and urged the public to select his government as an alternative because he wants to leave a lasting legacy. Australian voters have less than 2 weeks to make their decision about who to choose on election day to determine who wins power and forms the next government. SBS's language services have been helping to make the election more accessible for those from multicultural communities. They've been hosting a series of community events to connect voters with candidates and ask politicians about their policies, priorities, and values. SBS News spoke to several people at this election exchange at Eastwood in Sydney's North on Saturday about the issues that will decide their vote.
In terms of improvement, maybe more collaboration among other divisions, and then to work together, and then to put the difference aside, and then to work hard towards the objective.
Everyone's having a hard time after COVID getting back on their feet, and I think that's what we need most help with.
All women, children, and elderly civilians have been evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, according to Ukraine's deputy prime minister, despite alleged ongoing Russian assaults at the plant. Irina Vereshchuk wrote on social media, "This part of the Mariupol humanitarian operation is over. The steel mill, the last holdout in Mariupol for Ukrainian forces, has emerged as a symbol of resistance to the wider Russian effort to capture the eastern and southern regions of Ukraine." Ukraine's military command says Russian forces tried again on Saturday to storm Azovstal as part of an assault to dislodge the last Ukrainian defenders. Presidential candidates in the Philippines are campaigning as part of final rallies to win over undecided voters. About 65 million Filipinos are eligible to cast ballots on Monday to determine the next leader to replace Rodrigo Duterte. The race is likely to come down to Vice President Leni Robredo and frontrunner Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Monday's vote will be a rematch of the 2016 vice presidential election, which Marcos was tipped to win, but he lost to Robredo by 200,000 votes. The Taliban has ordered all Afghan women to wear the burqa in public. Afghanistan's Minister of Vice and Virtue, Shir Mohammed, says punishment will apply to guardians and women who do not comply. The instruction is similar to restrictions imposed on women by the Taliban during their hardline rule between 1996 and 2001. Mr. Mohammed says the traditional burqa is the best choice for hijab.
For all dignified Afghan women, wearing hijab is necessary. Explanation of hijab. Any clothing which covers the body is hijab, but the clothing should not be as thin as it can reveal the body or so tight that it would expose the body parts.
In the AFL, Geelong has thumped Greater Western Sydney at Manuka Oval by 53 points on Saturday, sealing the game effectively in the third quarter. The Cats led from start to finish after the team reported having a difficult week, losing ruckman and their captain, Joel Selwood. Coach Chris Scott says he is proud of the club for overcoming their struggles, including the two debutants who played for Geelong.
But it was just the enthusiasm of our boys, having two debutants out there, going after a team that we regard as elite, especially with their midfield talent, and us being a little undermanned. In terms of our big guys in particular.
And Essendon has secured a 27-point victory over Hawthorn in a dramatic triumph against the odds in Melbourne. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 19. Melbourne, a possible morning shower, 16. Hobart, similar conditions, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, sunny, 20. Sydney, sunny as well, 21. Newcastle, also sunny and 21. Brisbane, showers, 23 degrees. Cairns, more rain, 29. And Darwin, a sunny 33.